What's up, everybody? Ben Raza, Matt Kajewski here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with another college football video breaking down all the best bets for this week's slate. We've got a ton of games, Matt. We've entered conference play, and that means no more 60-point spreads, no more creative schools. I know you're excited. We've got some truly marquee matchups here.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited for conference play to start really getting underway. Really exciting games. I think the only real non-conference game of note is Notre Dame-Cincinnati, but even within the SEC, this Ole Miss-Alabama game, I don't think anybody was expecting it to be as hyped as it is. We have our two Heisman favorites going against each other. It's just a huge game in what I think was expected to be a middling game originally.
No doubt about it. I think that's where we're going to start. We're going to talk about these big games, the bets that you guys need to make. And before we dive in, I want to say our friends at BetMGM, they have their fantastic promo still. Deposit, first-time user, $10 or more into BetMGM, you're going to get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus. Use the link in the description of this video. And in addition to that, you get up to $1,000 in the risk-free bet. So if you lose, if you take a shot, you're going to get that back in free bets. Terms and conditions apply. If you have any questions, you could certainly reach out to us. But that is a no-brainer. 3 free months and the risk-free bet. Great, great stuff. Talk to me about Alabama and Ole Miss. Right now, we've got a 14.5-point spread. Game is in Tuscaloosa. A lot of points are expected.
A super fun game overall. And these teams played last year. It was a 63-48 total. We saw Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss offense be really the only offense that was scoring at this kind of rate against Alabama. And of course, they're two different teams this year. Ole Miss really hasn't played a great schedule of games. They did play Louisville, who I think is a strong opponent, but otherwise Austin Peay and Tulane. But Matt Corral, now in his third year as starting quarterback, he's someone who's been extremely efficient, very mobile, has the receivers to get it done. And their offensive line has taken a huge step forward. Last year, they ranked 90th in pass blocking. This year, they're all the way up to 17th. So this Ole Miss team should be able to score against Alabama, a defense I think that is a little bit weaker than what we saw last year. And more importantly, this Alabama offense looks a lot different under Bryce Young. And it's not just him. Bryce Young, he was recruited as a dual threat. He hasn't used his legs really at all to start the year. But this offensive line in Alabama has taken a major step back. They're all the way down to 75th in pass blocking to start the year. And I do think Ole Miss defense has improved. They're not going to be a world beater by any means, but they have crept into the top 50 in both pass rush and pass coverage. And while that's still the weakness of their team, they are much better. The question to me comes down to, can this new Alabama team that doesn't have the star-studded receivers, doesn't have the offensive line, and really has to overcome pressure with Bryce Young, can they score with Ole Miss at the same level that they did last year? And to me, I think it's worth taking the points with Ole Miss.
Yeah, this spread has dropped. It was 16.5 down to 14.5. I think the time is now. The last thing you want is inside 2 touchdowns. Lane Kiffin has shown he can score with them. I just don't know exactly what we get from this Bama offense. Listen, they're a fantastic team, but everyone's talking about Ole Miss's schedule, and it's rightfully so. Alabama played Florida in Gainesville, competitive game. They almost lost at one point. Other than that, Miami turns out to not be any good. Then they beat up on some cupcakes. So I don't know if Alabama has been tested in the ways that Ole Miss will test them. I am with you. I'm going to grab the points here. Closer than most think, I think Ole Miss will cause specific problems for Alabama. But besides that game, there are games across the country from the SEC, the Big Ten, to the Pac-12. Where do you want to go next for your best bets?
Let's talk Notre Dame before we get anywhere. This okay. is probably going to be a Wearing hot game.
Sure.
Unless you want to move somewhere else.
No. We'll get you boys into the game. Them and Cincy, very competitive game. I'm interested in what you have to say about this because this is one of the weirder games to break down.
Yeah, it's really weird, especially with level of competition for Cincinnati. They played Indiana. I think that win is starting to look weaker and weaker as Indiana's just crumbled. And even last year, their main game that people will reference against Georgia was the bowl game where Georgia had a number of opt-outs. So you're playing against a weakened Georgia team that was not at full strength, not what they played with the entire year, limited practice time for those players. And now they're facing Notre Dame, a team that has already been tried and tested in their schedule. I don't want to say non-conference because all of Notre Dame's schedule is non-conference, but really tough games for them, particularly their most recent game against Wisconsin. What it comes down to for me is both of these teams have struggles on the offensive line. Notre Dame's have been pronounced against teams like Wisconsin, and they've been able to overcome them a lot of times through manufacturing protection or quick passes. Cincinnati, I think, has some of the same issues that have not been exploited yet because of competition. They played Miami, Ohio, Murray State, and Indiana. They basically haven't trailed at all this year. But they lost three offensive line starters. Their returns there have not been great in pass blocking situations. They rank 105th against that level of competition, which is really concerning. And Notre Dame is easily going to have the best pass rush that this team has faced. So when Cincinnati is finally forced to play from behind in a game, which I'm not saying will happen, but if it's going to happen this game, it's more likely than any other they played so far this year. How does Ritter respond under pressure? How do these receivers, Alec Pierce, Michael Young, not household names by any means, play? But the same thing can be said with Notre Dame. The one thing I will say that Notre Dame has that they could potentially use to take advantage of a very strong Cincinnati defense that has like Majai Sanders, Sauce Gardner, and Kobe Bryant, they have Michael Mayer at tight end, and he's just an extreme mismatch for other teams. He likely avoids the coverage of some of those corners just because of his size. And how does Cincinnati line up to stop him? Again, that's just one mismatch. This game is really hard to handicap overall, but I think there's some really interesting questions to be asked.
Definitely I want to see, particularly with Cincinnati, how Ritter and that offense responds if they happen to fall behind. I do think they're a very solid team. They're going into South Bend. Not the easiest spot, but at the same time, I think they're a little more dynamic than a Wisconsin team that Notre Dame saw last week. So really good one. I'm going to go back for my second best bet to the SEC. We've got Auburn going to LSU at night. It's a 3.5-point spread. LSU is favorite. Two disappointing teams, in my opinion. LSU lost the game to UCLA that I thought they would win. They kind of struggled with Mississippi State. They did cover, which was very fortunate for us, but they haven't been elite, sharp, crisp, anything you want to throw out. Stingley is still hurt, so they have lost some of their marquee players. Having said all that, I think they really lay down the hammer on Auburn this week. Auburn is in a straight disarray. They beat up on two absolutely awful opponents to start the year. They went to Penn State in a hostile environment, and they played okay, but they lost. Then they slept walk. They were down 12 points at halftime to Georgia State. They pulled Bo Nix. They benched their quarterback. They needed a miracle 4th-and-8 to win the game against Georgia State at home last week. Now they go to LSU at night. I don't know who Auburn's quarterback is going to be. Tank Bigsby is working behind a pretty bad offensive line. I think that LSU has clear advantages, even if Stingley doesn't play, and it looks like he won't. LSU's defense is going to cause major problems for Auburn. This is not, you know, they are not at home. They are going on the road here. I am laying the 3.5. I think LSU, even though they have their own problems, is much better than Auburn here. I like this spread a lot.
I agree with you. LSU is a team we've been backing the whole year, and they've been 2-1 against the spread when I've taken them, very fortunately so. But you mentioned some of the injuries, and you can't discount losing Derek Stingley at all, but this team does have a lot of very important players in the secondary. Eli Ricks is there. Major Burns is there. They got Jay Ward back from injury. Their defensive line is phenomenal. They've been very good pass rushing the ball. Ali Gay is back after he was dealing with an injury. They still have BJ Ojulari. So a very strong defense. And they are going to be going up against a weaker Auburn pass blocking unit, which is a huge mismatch. This team did return all 5 starters. A lot of people like to reference that, but this team was 77th in pass blocking with those guys last year. None of them were any good to begin with. And then you go through changing quarterbacks. They lost their top 3 pass catchers. So Bo Nix has finally been exposed. How does this Auburn offense move the ball, especially if they get down and they could game script Tank Bigsby out of the game? How does this look? So I'm with you backing LSU.
Yeah, that is one, like I said, I really like. All right, we've got 3 up. We've got one more. You've got one more. Before, if you guys like this type of content and you want even more of it, hit that subscribe button. Join the channel. Join the community here at Awesome Odds. We're doing really excited things, and it's awesome to see the channel growing. Helps us out a ton. All right, where is your last bet? Best bet? Where are you going?
I'm going to go to the Pac-12 and take Oregon against Stanford. This is -7 in some spots. If you can grab it there, do it now because it is already moving to -7. I expect this to get through 8 by the time the game kicks off. But of course, you have an Oregon team that has outperformed expectations to a degree, beating Ohio State. But they're creating immense mismatches against Stanford. This Stanford offensive line has been atrocious to start the year. They rank 111th in pass blocking. Oregon's pass rush hasn't been great. However, they've been playing without Kayvon Thibodeau for most of the year, and he did come back last week to play on a snap count. He avoided any setbacks and is getting healthier and healthier. That is going to be a huge mismatch against a makeshift Stanford offensive line. And from there, you have an Oregon run game, which has just been downright phenomenal to start the year behind CJ Verdell, Travis Dye as a change of pace. They were running all over teams like Ohio State. And this Stanford defensive line has allowed over 200 rushing yards per game to FBS level competition. Those two mismatches are enough for me to take Oregon -7. And I'm comfortable with this through about -10.
Saw last week UCLA had their way with Stanford, particularly on the ground. They could not stop them. I think Oregon just uses that simple blueprint. That's what they did to Ohio State in the shoe to get that victory. I am with you there. That is it, folks. Four up, four down. Some good bets there. Have any questions, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on the Awesomeo Slack. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you guys soon.